Ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens, truth seekers and lovers of truth, welcome to another episode of No. But seriously, let me explain. Hosted by the radiant razor-sharp earth angel herself, Lala DeVee. This isn't just a podcast, baby. It's your sanctuary for bold business gems, next-level resources, amazing credit secrets, and real-deal relationship talk that'll shift your whole mindset in the best way. Bookmark this page, hit subscribe, and turn on those notifications, because missing out is not an option. If your credit's in struggle mode, don't trip. Text HELP, my credit, to 507-400-3426, and let our live agents work their magic. Real people, real help. Now that business is handled, let's get into the brilliance. Lala DeVee, do your thing, girl.
Welcome back, my radiant, slightly rebellious, and maybe just a little spiritually nosy souls, to another episode of No. But seriously, let me explain. The podcast that will make you clutch your pearls in one hand and your teacup in the other, because we're about to spill both. You already know the deal. I am your host, Lala DeVee. Your favorite cosmic homegirl, of course, here to deliver the truth so real it might have you checking your birth chart, your shadow work journal, and maybe just the last three text messages like, wait, was she talking about me? Yes. And today, oh honey, we're stepping directly into the deep end of the spiritual dating pool. And I promise you, it's not chlorinated. Nope. This water is infused with ancestral wisdom, karmic lessons, and just a hint of I told you so from your higher self. Because everybody thinks they want this highly spiritual woman, until they realize she's not here just for your chill vibe type of girlfriend, okay? She's here on a divine assignment. And baby, if your aura is out of order, if your spirit is running on Windows 95, and if your chakras sound like a loose shopping cart wheel at Walmart, you're not ready, okay? So buckle up. Grab your sage and maybe your helmet for your ego, of course, because we're about to talk about what it really means to date a spiritual powerhouse and why the Most High, your angels, and even your spirit guides might look at you like, not yet, sweetheart, not yet. No, but seriously, let's get into it. So, everyone wants to date this spiritual woman until they realize that there's a dress code for the soul. Yes, honey, let's keep it a buck. Like, this woman, she's beautiful, she's glowing, she's peaceful, she smells like frankincense, always saying ashe or amen at the right moments. Yes. You see her in her flowy, pretty dress, her aura lit up like the 4th of July, and you think, wow, I really need her in my life. Oh, yeah? Do you? Do you really need her? Because here's the fine print that no one really talks about. Dating a spiritual woman comes with prerequisites, and no, it's not I go to church sometimes or I believe in good vibes, you know, doesn't count type of thing. You're going to have to do the work, the inner work that is. I'm talking about shadow work, soul detox, ancestral healing, emotional CPR on yourself if need be, you know. This is no Netflix and chill type of thing. This is Netflix, cry, pray, fast, meditate, journal, apologize to your inner child, and then chill, okay? And what I see a lot of times is that sometimes people tend to confuse real connections with just these sexual connections. Like they say they, you know, seek this long-lasting connection. Or they say sexual attraction, you know, is ideal for most, but what they don't know is that sexual attraction only lasts for about 6 weeks. Yes, 6 weeks. That's barely enough time to binge watch 2 Netflix series and argue about whose turn it is to order dinner. So if you're still looking at someone after that time and thinking, yes, I'd still like to see you naked sometimes, then congratulations, you've upgraded from, ooh, shiny, to wow, you're actually an interesting human. But let's be honest, those first 6 weeks, that's just your brain, you know, marinating on the lustful flavored dopamine, of course. Like, you don't even notice their weird laugh or their questionable sock collection or the fact that they chew like they're auditioning for a horse commercial. Like, all of these pheromones and fantasies just floating around in the air. But if you so happen to just survive the crash after 6 weeks and you still want to touch them and hear all about their day without internally screaming, okay, you might have just reached your golden stage, you know, to having some type of attraction for that person, not just the body. And it really means that you're enjoying their personality, so to speak, their mind, and maybe even their bad jokes, like who knows. It means that you've gone beyond the urge to the, you know, oh, I can't tolerate this anymore. You just sitting there tolerating their morning breath for a few decades type of thing, you know, that type of territory. So yes, if you're still turned on after the lustful window closes, you're either in a genuine connection or you're just really good at ignoring red flags. However, there is a so-called thing out here nowadays where people have really just been confusing these wild, you know, thoughts and with today's generation and somewhere along the way in between the time, people start calling seduction feminine power. And now we have entire trends and lifestyles and even ministries being influenced by counterfeit spirits, one that mimics the glow of someone that's divine and feminine, but is fueled by something much darker. So let's be clear for a minute. The Jezebel spirit and the divine feminine are not the same thing. So when you're in these connections and, you know, you're thinking primarily lustful thoughts, of course, and you kind of start to develop some type of feelings for that person, you have to really distinguish between the two. Like, who are you really dealing with, in a sense? Because the Jezebel type of spirit, she's a master of disguise, okay? She's going to manipulate you. She's going to control you and pretty much use her beauty as bait to lure in, you know, whatever prey she's trying to go after. Whether you're like tall, good looking, got money in the bank, baby, yes, she's coming for you. And it's like spiritual fishing, in a sense. Like, they throw out this shiny hook and wait for someone to bite the bait and then slowly reel them in until their soul, their peace, and their destiny is ultimately entangled with her, of course. Like, this particular spirit just really thrives on insecurity and needing to prove its worth by being wanted, envied, or feared, in a sense. It plays these power games and just pretty much engages in emotional warfare and sabotage everything that looks like real love and purpose. Okay, so it's really, really wise for you to know the difference. Yes, it's seductive. It knows how to command attention at best. Like, this person really knows how to walk into a room and turn heads, but that's pretty much all it is, okay? It's all surface level. But underneath all of the makeup and the glitter and the glam and the tight outfits from Shein, there's really a person there that is deeply broken, has extremely high levels of rejection wounds that are still prevalent, and they have a strong rebellion against God's order, of course. It's like a beautiful mask covering a hollow void. Now, when you think of someone that is divine and feminine, she's soft, she's sweet, she's entirely a different frequency. This type of woman, she's not out here to seduce you. She magnetizes. And people are naturally drawn to her, not because she's dangling some pretty little bait in front of your face, but because she's walking in her God-given authority, radiating peace and carrying wisdom. Like, her power doesn't come from manipulation. It comes from purity, wholeness, and her alignment with God's will. Like, this divine feminine, she's a builder type of female. While she's still soft, she's actually nurturing others and she restores, you know, like her words are healing, her actions bring stability, and her peace feels like home. Like, even with you being with her, you would notice, you know, your own life leveling up in ways that you never saw before, of course. And that's because this type of woman, she's not here to trap you. She's not here to trap anyone because she's too busy tending to her own garden, her own life, her own purpose, her calling. And if you just so happen to cross her path, you're either going to be inspired to grow more or be too uncomfortable to stay the same. You know, either way, it's going to be good for you in the long run. And her beauty, it's not a weapon. It's more of a reflection of her spirit. You feel it before you see it. She walks into the room and the atmosphere shifts. Okay, chains are broken and hearts start to soften a bit. Not just because she's out here performing, but because she is just who she is, baby. So here's the real question. Is the type of female that you're engaged with really drawing you to a higher calling or helping you to grow, align, and move closer to God? Or is this type of female pulling you into bondage, confusion, and destruction with a lot of mind games and chaos, you know? Constant bickering, nagging, arguing for nothing, you know? What are you really dealing with? Again, like, one leads to love, purpose, and peace, and the other one leads you to chaos, emptiness, and a spiritual ruin at the end of the day. And here's the sobering truth. Like, your destiny depends on knowing the difference. Like, discernment is everything. If you can't tell the counterfeit from the authentic, you'll keep mistaking chains for bracelets and cages for castles. When you're involved with a highly spiritual woman, she's not just any woman. You know, she's not here just to play around. She's here on an assignment. Like, highly spiritual women don't just exist. They're here on a mission. So when the Most High asked, "Who shall I send?" she didn't hesitate. She said, "Send me. I'll go. I'll heal and I'll face my shadows. I'll break the curses. I'll drink the ginger tea." She didn't just choose healing. She signed a lifetime contract for it. Okay, and that means the man in her life, yeah, he has to be equally yoked, equally healed, equally committed. She's not going to risk her soul's peace for your surface level effort. The Most High won't even allow it. You're not just dating her, you're dating her spiritual team. Oh, so you thought it was just about impressing her? with your shiny little car and your pretty little bank account, all that. Yeah, that's cute and all, but you must have forgot about her angels, her ancestors, her spirit guides, and the Most High himself. They will most definitely run a background check on your soul faster than the FBI runs your fingerprints. Like, it's cool to be all sweet and caring and consistent, funny and fine. But if there's anything in your spirit that smells like destruction waiting to happen, they will snatch her out your life like your mama snatched you out the store aisle when you were just acting up. And she will most definitely listen to the spirit guide, her spirit team, archangels, ancestors, and the Most High when they tell her to up and leave. No debate. No, but I love him. No, that's not happening, you know, because she knows her spirit squad sees what she can't. And when you're dating her, it might just feel like, you know, you're in a therapy-free session until it doesn't. At first, it feels amazing, like she listens without judgment. She speaks life into you. She prays for you. She helps you to connect with your inner self. Then one day, she's like, babe, maybe it's time to confront that abandonment wound from when you were 8. And you're like, whoa. I just came here for the cuddles and the vegan pancakes. But nope, she's going to push you to grow. You're going to want to cry over stuff that you thought you forgot. Forgive people that you swore you'll hunt after, you know, in your afterlife or something. And actually communicate instead of sulking. Like, you'll stop using trauma as a free pass for bad behavior. If you can't handle that, then, my dear, you're not ready. Like, she's done the work. And you can't fake it. This woman, she has sat through the dark night of the soul. Like, she could write Yelp reviews for them. Like, she's had to face her worst fears. She's had to heal her inner child wounds. She's had to let go of people she's loved for the sake of her soul. You know, she's even rose up and, you know, healed from the heartbreak that would have made the average person bitter. Like, you just can't come half-stepping with, I'm working on myself, when your vision for self-work is reading one self-help meme and calling it a day type of thing. No, the real question is, can you stand the light? Like, being with her means being seen. And when she looks at you, she doesn't just see some handsome man in front of her. She sees the part of you that you like to try to hide, okay? The wounds that you ignore, the patterns that you pretend to, you know, not exist, okay? She sees through all of that, and she'll love you through it. But if you refuse to grow, her spiritual let me tell you, her spiritual team will evict you from her heart with no notice. And for those of you guys who like to think that you can go against an earth angel, let me just go ahead and explain something to you real quick. Because people like to get it twisted. Going against an earth angel is like trying to box God himself, okay? Yeah, spoiler alert, you're not going to win that fight. I don't care how tough you think you are, how many crystals you bought on Etsy, or how strong your evil eye bracelet is, you're going to lose. Here's the thing, though. Earth angels aren't just regular people. We're not just this nice person that's out here with good vibes and pretty smiles for you, you know? We're walking, breathing, living extensions of divine order itself. When you mess with us, you're not just disrespecting us, you're disrespecting the assignment God gave to us. And baby, God does not play about his assignments, okay? That's why I laugh when folks think, oh, she must be doing witchcraft or some love spells or something. Oh, she put a hex on you. No, I didn't put a hex on you, but your life is falling apart because of what you have done to one of the divine feminines, an earth angel. Yeah, boo-boo. That's not sage smoke. That's your bad choices catching up to you at light speed, okay? Earth angels don't need spells. We are the spell, okay? We're walking karma. We're what happens when God said, yeah, let me step down from human form real quick and see who's really about it, okay? So when you cross an earth angel, don't expect some long, drawn-out cosmic court case of some sort. Nope. It's instant karma, boo. Okay? You thought you were playing games. You thought, you know, your betrayal or your manipulation, your lies, your stealings, or whatever deceiving tactics you tried, you thought those was going to ride. Oh, it's cute for about 5 minutes, and then suddenly your car breaks down. Your bank account gets hacked, you know, your job starts to look at you funny, you might get fired, whatever. And even your phone screen might crack out of nowhere and your edges start to thin, you start balding in places. No, baby, that's not witchcraft, sweetheart. That's the divine. That's the divine cause and effect in real time, boo-boo. And let me say this too. Earth angels don't have to lift a finger, okay? We don't need to light candles or chant under the full moon. We are the candle. We are the flame. Our very existence is charged with divine energy. That means God fights on our behalf. That means our ancestors will drag you before even our eyes could even blink, okay? That means your guardian angels will sit you down like, now I know you knew better. And see, people tend to confuse earth angels with, oh, they're so sweet and soft, so cuddly. Ooh. Oh no, honey, being an earth angel isn't all about being nice all the time. It's about being aligned. And when you're aligned, you don't chase vengeance. You let the universe handle it. And trust me, the universe has those hands for you, okay? So, if God puts an earth angel in your life, you better treat them right, because they're not just here as a good person, okay? They're a divine test. And if you just so happen to fail that test, the consequences aren't gonna be cute. Because let's be real, God doesn't let his chosen warriors be mistreated without balancing those scales. You don't gotta wait 10 years for karma to come around. When you cross an earth angel, karma pulls up the same day delivery, faster than Amazon Prime type of ass. And that's why messing with an earth angel will get you messed up. Not because we've cursed you, okay? Not because we're vengeful, but because the Most High doesn't play about us. We're not regular humans. We're spiritual contracts with legs. Sexy legs, of course. And once you break that contract, whew, may the odds be forever in your favor. We have come to a slow but steady commercial break. Please stay tuned after this message. All right, let's get real for a cute second. You know what's scarier than a horror movie at midnight? Checking your credit score, knowing dang well it's been acting up. Yeah, that's the real jump scare for you. But listen up, don't stress. Exchange Credit Repair is definitely here to turn that credit nightmare into a financial glow up. And I'm talking deletions, fixing mistakes, helping you build a credit score that makes the banks smile bigger than your grandma at Sunday dinner. So why keep getting good night for your cars or your houses or even that cute little apartment with the balcony view? Yes, the one that you've been stalking online. With Exchange Credit Repair, your yes season is finally loading. And the best part is they keep it fun, they keep it simple and drama free. No confusion jargon, no shady stuff, just real results that will put you back in the driver's seat of your own finances, literally. So go ahead and text your future self and say, hey, don't worry, boo, we got this. Then call Exchange Credit Repair today because a better credit score is not just possible. It's waiting on you. Exchange Credit Repair don't just fix credit. They upgrade lives. Look here. I don't know who needs to hear this good message, but look at here. Let me just say it slowly because apparently common sense has been discontinued around this mother. And baby, y'all got these karmics, these agents, these bootleg villains with the souped up BDLs really thinking that they're your friend. Friend? No. See, earth angels, folks like me, of course, stay 10 steps ahead of you goofy gremlins. Like, we're out here playing chess while y'all over there eating checker pieces. Now, let me tell you this. Here's the part that you really don't get. Earth angels, we really know how to blend in, okay? That's the mission. We don't walk around here with halos glowing over our head and, you know, gospel music following us with every footstep. No, we're pulling up looking regular with the hoodie, sweats on, and maybe even bunning on a bad hair day. So you can definitely try to study this all you like in your natural habitat. But think of us like we're undercover cops in a sense, but with better edges and cleaner energy. But here come a karmic, head first, loud as hell, no filter. You already know the vibes. And they swear up and down you're just like them too. Oh, so you messy too, friend? Okay. That's what they thinking. Like, they thinking that you on that same type of energy. No, ma'am. Sir, I am not out here in your little ghetto soap opera doing the same things that you're doing. No, go ahead and cancel it. Okay, you think I'm your friend? Nah, baby, I'm your wake-up call. Let's get that right. See, what you don't really know is I've already got the cheat sheet. Yeah, the Most High definitely slid me the assignment, the syllabus, the cliff notes, and the spark notes. I know how this story is going to end before you even pick up your little outfit that you're going to wear for the day. Okay. Meanwhile, karmics are out here trauma bonding like it's a group project, sending spells back and forth like a goddamn Uno game. Reverse. No, baby, that ain't magic. That's just you being bored with the Wi-Fi. And let's not even talk about the thirst traps. No storyline, no plot, no script, just pure desperation. Filmed with a cracked iPhone. Baby, you can film that with the new iPhone or the new Android, anything like that. You got this cracked up iPhone that you about to cut your fingers with. And then they swear that you're on the same level, like you're still out here wilding like it's 2012. Well, newsflash, that version of me definitely got canceled a long time ago. We're on season 6, boo-boo. A whole new plot twist, a whole new character arc, so keep up. But see, here's the thing about Earth Angels. We're not out here to play games. We're not out here to try to make you feel good. We're out here to shift your life, shake your soul, flip that little comfort zone upside down. Whether you get it or not, it's a ripple effect and it's definitely coming. So you can't stop it, you can't block it, and you most definitely can't sage it away or let alone send it back, like return to sender, alt, control, delete. No, none of that.
Now, we can do this the easy way or we can do it the hard way.
And trust me, you don't want it the hard way. Some of y'all are really going to learn that the hard way that you cannot. And let me say that again for the people in the back, because they obviously can't hear me. You cannot play with the spiritual ones. Like, don't even do it. Don't even try. Don't even think about it. Okay? See, here's the thing. Chosen ones are not out here begging for information, scrolling through your IG stories, trying to piece things together like a detective. No, baby. Information just drops in our lap like Amazon Prime with free overnight shipping. You could really be out here moving grimy, talking behind our backs, plotting this little group chat like, girl, watch what I'm about to do. And then boom. Somehow that same message gets accidentally sent to the very person you was plotting against. And the spiritual one is just sitting there like, oh, okay. So that's how you feel? Mm-hmm. And the funny part is they don't even have to argue with you. They don't have to yell. They don't have to, you know, come out of nowhere with fighting words. None of that. They just sit back and look at you like, mm-hmm, I know what's coming for you. You know, that knowing type of smile. The one that makes your soul just itch because they already see through the bald-headed lies about what you're telling and who you're telling it to. You'll be out here scrambling like, oh no, sis, that was about somebody else, not you. I was talking about them, not you, and this and that. And then it's a whole bunch of back and forth for what? You don't gotta lie to me. I already know what's going on. Meanwhile, that spiritual one is like, mm-hmm, sure thing, Kevin. Now, let's really just talk about this for a minute. Do you know how terrifying it is to be around somebody who dreams your secrets before you even do? Like, it's pulling up the dirt before you even get a chance to jump in the shower and wash it off and tell yourself, nah, that's not what I want to do. Like, imagine waking up and your chosen one partner looking you all calmly in the face, sipping on her tea and saying, so who was that girl in my dream last night? She had on a red dress, hoop earrings, and smelled like Bath and Body Works. Warm vanilla sugar, to be exact. You were smiling too damn hard in that dream. You care to explain?
Oh, hell no!
Bruh, sitting here scratching his head. Like, how are you supposed to argue with that? That's not a partner. That's a damn walking, talking FBI surveillance drone. And listen, when their spirit tells them to fall back, oh, trust me, you're done. You don't even have to know why they stopped calling you, why they stopped texting you or stopped showing up. But suddenly your life is falling apart like a Jenga tower. Here's the thing. You don't know that your life is falling apart because it's their ancestors. Mm-hmm. The ancestor done pulled the plug on you. Okay, your little schemes, they got exposed, and now the only thing left in your life is bad Wi-Fi and unpaid bills. The ancestors be up there like, oh, so you thought you was gonna touch our chosen one? That's cute. Let's go ahead and flip his car over. Let's flip that car battery and make their bank account overdraft and maybe make them bite their tongue on the same day. Like, who knows? You just never know. That's why you have to tread lightly when dealing with certain people, because you just don't know who's backing them and what type of pull they have in the spiritual world. And you sitting there all confused and stuff, scratching the back of your neck, wondering why every failing thing is happening in your life, to be exact. Like, everything is just falling apart. Meanwhile, the spiritual one is glowing, thriving, and eating grapes and peas like, told you not to mess with me. So, let me make it clear one last time. You don't sneak around a spiritual one, okay? Because they already know. You don't lie to a spiritual one because they've already heard the truth way before you even decided to say two words, okay? And you sure don't plot against the spiritual one unless you're ready for front row seats to your own downfall. Because who? The chosen one? Yeah, they don't need revenge. The universe is their bodyguard. The ancestors are their defense team. And karma is their hitman. Don't play. You're going to be down real bad, my boy. So just know, whenever you're talking about a spiritual woman, understand that she is most definitely cut from a different cloth. Like, this type of woman, she's most definitely intuitive and not insecure. She's invested years into inner work, self-reflection, and just healing, peeling back layers of pain, ego, and illusion. Through this entire journey, she's learned to trust her spirit and her instincts a little bit more than what she trusted, you know, over those casual words, of course, or the surface level actions. Her discernment isn't rooted in paranoia, it's rooted in wisdom. So when she senses something, it isn't overthinking, it's knowing. She has the gift of seeing beyond mask, reading the energy behind the words, and feeling the truth of others that they like to hide most of the time. And to just dismiss her insights is not only insulting, it shows you don't understand the depth of her perception. A spiritual woman doesn't waste her intuition on suspicion for sport. She uses it to protect her peace, her path, and her purpose. She's not out here looking to argue with you. She's simply honoring the truth that her spirit reveals to her. And once she sees through you, no, there's no unseeing it. Which is very similar to how some men go around thinking they just gonna sleep with these spiritual goddess, thinking they can just get them into bed. Like, why is it that so many men come out and come towards these women with all these sexual energy play tactics like it's a golden ticket? Like, no, newsflash, it's not. I don't get the "hey, sexy" unsolicited winks or the "what that mouth do" type of nonsense. Like, that's not flirting. That's just lazy. Like, I'm a sapiosexual with heavy demisexual tendencies, which means if you cannot engage with my mind, challenge my thoughts, and actually make me feel something real, you might as well be talking to my damn voicemail. Like, I need conversation that hits harder than your pickup lines. You know, stimulate my intellect, not just my body. And a lot of guys think they can just come and flash a muscle or two and you're supposed to bend. That's cute. Because here's the thing. If your only move is sexual attraction, then you're basically showing up to a chess match with a Uno card. Wrong game, wrong energy. However, I always say there's a reason why people come into your life. And the main reason is because you're here to learn. Whether you're learning from someone or in position to heal someone who has found you. There are so many unexpected reasons why God chooses you to be a healer. And chances are you've been walking in that calling without even realizing it. So let me help you see the signs. Like, when you attract broken people like a magnet, and I'm not just saying, you know, casually broken. I'm talking about the folks who come with a whole damn suitcase of trauma, dumping it onto your lap like an emotional yard sale, and then bounce the moment they feel better. They don't call, they don't text, they don't even leave a Yelp review. So you might as well say you've been a free therapist in their book. Like the Midnight Crisis Hotline or the shoulder everyone cries on. And yes, it does sting when they leave. You sit there thinking, why do I keep attracting these users? Why do people only call when they're falling apart? But the truth is, they're not using you. They were recognizing you. So switch your perception on that thought a little bit and think about that. Like these people, they saw light in you. They saw safety in you. And they saw the peace within you. God gave you a healer's heart for a reason. And it could hold space for the pain that most people would collapse under if the pressure was too heavy, of course. That's not weakness. That's your superpower. So another sign would be you always been the strong one, so to speak. Okay. But when you need help, crickets, radio silence. It's like the world assumes you're good just because you're always able to find a way. You find a way to figure things out. And sometimes that do hurt because even the strongest people need to be held. But let me tell you what's really happening. God is building your strength in private so you can be someone else's strength in public. He hides you in plain sight, not because he forgot you, but because he's preparing you. And for those who've been betrayed in some type of sense and some type of relationship, I should say, by the people who love you the most, of course, this could be family or friends. These are the ones that would have gone to war and back, you know, just for you. And that betrayal definitely cuts deeper than anything a stranger could ever do. But here's the beauty in that. Every betrayal cracked your heart open wider, not smaller, because every time you were rejected, your capacity to love expanded. See, God uses betrayal as a teacher. He was just showing you that love isn't proven by how people treat you. Real love is anchored in who you are and who is in you. So remember that. And if your emotions run deep, I would say deeper than most, of course, you are able to walk into a room and pick up sadness that is not even yours. I call this empaths, you know, empaths have that ability. I'll get into that a little bit later on. Like, I don't want to overwhelm you with too much information, but you wake up heavy with no explanation, okay? And because you've been spiritually wired to feel the weight of what others can't say, you pretty much pick up on what they're not saying with actual words. So let me give you an example. There was this one time I was out with some friends at a party. Someone stole this girl's iPhone. And oh my God, she was so upset. Like, I'm talking to her and I can tell she's borderline ready to cry because she just had, you know, her precious device stolen from her. And I picked up all of her energy based off of what she was feeling inside without saying it all. And I was damn near ready to cry for her. So I had to hurry up and shift gears just so we wouldn't be in a crying fest in the middle of this damn party. It's not that you're being too sensitive. That's empathy on a divine level. You're a vessel. You're a tuning fork, a spiritual antenna, so to speak. You feel what needs healing before others can really name it. And that goes out to my empaths. Kudos to you. So yeah, you've got it. Like, every room, every tear, every sleepless night, all it was training. Not punishment, not coincidence. Training. Because the kind of healing you carry cannot be taught in a classroom. So next time you're sitting there wondering, why me? Remember this. You're not out here just surviving life. You're medicine, walking in human form. and the world needs you, even when it doesn't always thank you in return. So, if you really want a spiritual woman, be ready to be a spiritual man. Don't just match her vibe, match her discipline, because she's not out here looking for someone to complete her. She's looking for someone who can co-labor with her on this divine assignment called life. And if you just think you can't handle that, that's okay. Just don't waste her sacred time. Thank you for riding with us on this eye-opening journey today. I hope today's episode got your mind buzzing, sparked some deep questions, and maybe even made you rethink everything that you thought you knew. If you found yourself just nodding along, laughing, and wanting to text your best friend, then go right ahead. Hit that share button at the top and spread the word. Somebody needs to hear this. And don't just listen and bounce. Hit that subscribe button and rate the show and leave a review so that we can all keep you serving truth and fire every week. Thank you for tuning into No, But Seriously. Let me explain. The space where we challenge the matrix, break free from illusion, and keep it real with you every step of the way. I am your host, Lala Zavi, coming with all the wisdom, the fire, and the soul medicine. Clock it. Until next time, keep your energy clean, your third eye clear, and your spirit sovereign. Peace, love, and power to all of my beautiful listeners. Stay woke, stay whole, stay rising. You are the power, the magic, the truth. They can try to bury it, but they cannot take it away from you. And remember, the real revolution starts when you wake up and reclaim your mind. Love ya.